हरे कृष्ण भैरवी माता
माता
जी।
जी, राधिका कस्तूरी माता जी विल स्पीक नाउ. माता
हरे
जी, या राधिका कस्तूरी माता जी, आर यू देयर? आई सॉ माता जी, वी कैनॉट हियर यू. माता जी, हरे कृष्णा.
माता जी, कैन यू हियर मी?
या नाउ वी कैन हियर. कैन यू बी लाउडर?
ओके, वन सेकेंड माता जी, आई जस्ट इंक्रीज द वॉल्यूम। हियर
या
मी नाउ?
यस माता जी.
ओके माता जी, अगेन थैंक यू श्यामा गौरी माता जी एंड इंदु माता जी फॉर गिविंग मी एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक अबाउट प्रभु जी। सो एज सून एज आई हर्ड द न्यूज अबाउट प्रभु जी, I felt sad, disheartened, and my heart was shattered when I heard this news. I somehow thought that this news must be this news is not true, and I called Kirida Mataji to confirm if this was whether Prabhuji was in the hospital or whether this was real per se. This was true. I personally don't have any association with Prabhuji, but I definitely wanted to talk about him, summarize some of the things that really, really inspired me about Prabhuji. So is it okay to talk for a couple of minutes, Mataji? Maybe 2 minutes or so? Is it okay, Mataji?
Mataji, you can talk for 5 minutes.
Okay, Mataji. So as everybody mentioned, Prabhuji has sacrificed Preeti Mataji not only to Bhakti Sangha, but to all of us. After a day's work with Bhakti Sangha, we would all want to talk to Preeti Mataji to clarify so many things. And Prabhuji and I personally would be on the call with her for hours. And Prabhuji wouldn't mind talking to his wife for such a long time, even after the day's work with Bhakti Sangha. This shows how much of patience he has, and I mean, sacrificing somebody's time, especially when there is just two of them in the house, you would want the personal attention of the other person while you're done with your work. But Prabhuji is okay to sacrifice her completely for others. And another thing is, he was on the background, never taking credits at all. Whatever Preeti Mataji is doing is all coming from Prabhuji, and Prabhuji on the background doesn't want any credit. He just thinks that all he need I mean all he thinks to himself is if he knows, I mean, he just wants Krishna to know what he's doing in terms of service, and doesn't seek for fame at any point in time. So especially during the call, he during the birthday call, he of Preeti Mataji, he did say that I am proud husband of Preeti Mataji, which shows how much humble he is and how much from his heart really he's proud of. Because I mean, I definitely want to I mean, this shows his Trinadapi Sunichena attitude, which is so true of him. And based on the few devotees, and another thing is, as we can see, he's the first guru for Preeti Mataji in her life. It is true that she came to Krishna consciousness because of Prabhuji. At any point in time, he wouldn't force Preeti Mataji to get into Krishna consciousness. He said, I mean, I've personally spoken to her, and she told me that Prabhuji would say, "You can try if you want." That was what he. You know, he never forced. He said, if you want, you can try. And Mataji, obviously, she had a choice to choose from, but she was not forced. And based on hearing from a few devotees, there are a few things that really stuck me, and I wanted to share this with this group. One of the devotees mentioned that he was feeling thirsty on Janmashtami, and he was expressing that to Prabhuji. And what did Prabhuji do? Unlike others who would say, "Okay, Prabhuji, why don't you drink? Why don't you drink water?" This would be the normal answer that anybody would have given. But Prabhuji, on the contrary, he requested another devotee to get some water, but to make sure that this person, this devotee, was comfortable, he first drank the water. And again, he was not thirsty in the first place. But this shows how much humbler a person can be, and how much we always say that para dukkha dukhi, right? And this was the statement that Prabhuji instilled in the other person's heart. He said, it's okay. It's okay. He never said anything. He just drank and he offered that to the Prabhuji and left it to him for him to decide. He was again feeling so he was feeling what to say, because it was Janmashtami and everybody was doing Nirjal. He was hesitant to drink water, and Prabhuji comforted him, saying, service is important, and bodily things, if they are going to demand you to do something, that's okay. You can just forego that and you can continue performing the service to the lordships and to the devotees. That is what is important. Who can do this? Only a person with a big heart can do this. I was totally taken aback by this statement when Prabhuji started to talk about him and his generosity, how he drank and then gave it to Prabhuji for him to decide whether he wants to drink or not. Again, he left it up to him, but definitely talked about the service aspect to the Vaishnavas and the lordships and the spiritual master, which was there always in his heart. Second thing that I wanted to talk about that really, really inspired me was another incident that Prabhuji again mentioned. He was driving Prabhuji to his place and dropped him there. And he mentioned, Prabhuji, we have work that is there. But given a chance, after some time, once I get my green card or once I get my required documents, I would then legally just do some Ubering half a day. And then the remaining part of the day, I would just spend in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna is the center for him. And that is the reason why Preeti Mataji, he has dedicated whatever he's not able to do through him. She wanted Preeti Mataji to do it just so that all the Vaishnavas, Guru and Gauranga and everybody are pleased. So Krishna is the center for them always. Who can say the statement, okay, I'll do Ubering and we'll do half a day, because that the money aspect, keeping the body and soul together, what mattered for them, and it was not the lifestyle or it was not anything more than keeping the body and soul together. And that was very, very inspiring for me when I heard that this quality doesn't come to everybody. Krishna in the center and everything else comes next. And this is clearly seen in Jagannath Prabhuji's life and Preeti Mataji's life. These two incidents, I think, specifically touched my heart. And you can see that he's so, so compassionate towards others. Some of the few highlights that I wanted to, again, put it all together to summarize. As we all know, we heard so many people talk about Prabhuji's. And one thing that they repeatedly told about Prabhuji was his service attitude, his humbling nature, his patience, then his smile. His smile captivated everybody. The welcoming smile. Whenever people come to their house, he would just welcome them and greet them and serve them. And not only that, during service times, at all points in time, given whatever service, he just smiled, took it with a smile. That smile makes a big difference. Not everybody has the big heart to smile. And a face can outwardly express, what you're thinking in your heart. It can be expressive. But with Prabhuji, that smile shows that there was peace and satisfaction always. Who can get peace and satisfaction? Only when a person is dear to Krishna, and the person who is in Krishna consciousness, who relishes Krishna at every point in time, gets that peace and satisfaction. And that was something that Prabhuji had in his life. And that is why he was able to extrapolate and give that to everybody and spread it around. And that was another thing that I wanted to say. And as Adi Gadadhar Prabhu mentioned, his book distribution service, which was very confidential, something that he did. And everything when it comes to service has been confidential for him. He never showed it out. And that is the speciality. People seek for fame, but Prabhuji is quite on contrary to that. And he doesn't seek fame at any point in time. I mean, because everybody, whenever they come, the speaker says, once you start to speak nicely, people will come and praise you. And because they praise you, pride will get over you. That aspect is very subtle. Pride is something that you can't see. When you are proud, that is very subtle and you can't see that and you can't measure it to say, some people, they don't even know they have pride. That's how subtle it is. But Prabhuji, all he cares is service, but it's up to me and Krishna. It doesn't have to go out. It doesn't have to be publicized. And that is a very, very unique thing that really captivated me also. And service, whatever service, he just took it up. His management skills, again, was used in the service of Krishna. And everybody mentioned that they were wonderful couple and wonderful devotees. And this year has been very, in the sense, we saw Prabhuji taking blessings from Maharaj, Prabhuji and Mataji taking blessings from Maharaj. We had Preeti Mataji's birthday, and soon after, very recently, we had Jagannath Prabhuji's birthday as well. And so he has lived his life in Krishna consciousness. As we all heard in lectures, somebody can preach Krishna consciousness through the way they live. And Prabhuji has preached Krishna consciousness by living what Prashila Prabhupada has taught us. So that is the way you can inspire people. And people will come to you and ask you, oh, this person seems really good. And what's going on with him? What is he up to? What is he following? What is he? We really want to know about that person because that person is too good. And this is how he's also preached Krishna consciousness in an indirect way. And Mataji has inspired all these qualities from him by staying really close to him, by being with him and by serving such a great Vaishnava. So I'm totally, totally indebted to even speak a few words about him. Though I've spoken to Mataji so many times, but never had the guts to ask Mataji to say, can I say hi to Prabhuji? Never. And so I think it's my misfortune that I haven't interacted with such a great personality ever in my life. And I regret, I beg at his lotus feet. I humbly seek his mercy. Jagannath Prabhu, please let me have these auspicious Vaishnava qualities that you have in you so that I can become of some use to the community. Really, he is a gem of a soul. And passing away of Prabhuji is so auspicious, and I have complete faith in Krishna. He always does whatever the devotee desires, and whatever you have in your heart is what he fulfills. And with that, Prabhuji, I'm not even qualified to say anything more than this. And really, all I can do is pray to Sri Guru and Gauranga for his safe passage. And I also want to say, I want to finally serve Preeti Mataji all through my life and be with her as a strong pillar of support and help her in any situation and be readily available for her at all points in time. This is something that I owe to Preeti Mataji. And to talk about Preeti Mataji, and that is a very, very long discussion. And I just owe my heart to her, and I'm there for her. I'm a servant for her, and I'm ready to be available at all points in time for her to do whatever it needs for her to be happy. And so I really wanted to conclude saying, as Radha Bhav Mataji mentioned, he offered Bhoga and Krishna accepted him. So with that, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Thank you so much for this association. Bhaktim Sangha means a lot to me, and I'm learning a lot through you all. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Bhargavi Mataji, are you there?
Hare Krishna Mataji. Yes, Mataji. Tandavaspana. Yeah, I would like to welcome all of you for this Bhakti Sangha session. I don't know who all are joining the call.
No, no, Mataji, no introduction, just hand out the call to Suresh.
Yes, Mataji, yeah. Thank you, Mataji, Radhika Kasturi Mataji, for the narration. Yeah, it is, we are really thankful for you for sharing all these things with us. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Sureshwar Prabhuji, you are there on the call.
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Yes.
Yes, Prabhuji, you can take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Today we are very fortunate to have Sachidananda Prabhuji on our call. Prabhuji is a disciple of Nityalila Pravishta, His Holiness Bhaktisharu Swami Maharaj.